Hi everyone, today's daf is Shabbos daf Tes Zion. In this daf, we discuss the halachic status of glass. On the one hand, Chazal declared that glass can become Tamei, and the basis is that glass's material composition is similar to pottery, to cheres, since glass is produced from sand. And the Torah rules that pottery can become Tamei, can become richly impure. And because of their similar composition, Chazal, our sages, assign glass the same halachic status as pottery. However, the Gemara also references another Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Hamun Beis, which compares glass to metal. How is glass similar to metal halachically? Is that it requires tevila. Let's say you buy a metal pot from a non-Jew. You have to tovel it in the mikvah. Similarly, the rabbis declared that also that is true when it comes to glass. It is not true when it comes to earthenware. So when it comes to tuma, glass is compared to cheres, to earthenware, to be strict that it can become tame. And when it comes to buying it from a non-Jew, it is compared to metal. And the reason why it's compared to metal is that the repairing process is identical. Both metal and glass are melted down and fashioned. The Meiri, by the way, explains that these two different halachos are not necessarily contradictory, that we are stringent in one instance like metal, one instance like pottery. There, by the way, is a third source in the Avos de Rabbi Nassim, which states that glass utensils are not bolea, they do not absorb taste, and they also not polate, they do not exude taste. So it seems that it is qualitatively different from cheres and metal, and that it's not porous at all. So you have three different sources. So, and the Rishonim all disagree and dispute in terms of how do we understand the relationship between earthenware. Is it similar to glass? I'm sorry, to glass. Is it similar to earthenware? Similar to metal? Is it different than both? What emerges from here, at least halacha lemaaseh in practice, according to Sfardim, Rabbi Yosef Kairo in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tuf Nun Aleph Seif Chavav rules that a glass utensil does not absorb any taste, even if hot food was placed on it. Rabbi Yosef Kairo, the Shulchan Aruch, rules like the Avos de Rabbi Nassan. And they're very lenient. The Shulchan Aruch is very lenient. You don't even need to kasher glass. People asking about glass stovetops. Sfardim don't have to worry about kashering glass stovetops because for Sfardim, glass does not even need to be kashered. That is one extreme leniency. The Ramah, on the other hand, disagrees. The Ramah says that on the other extreme, that some are strict and hold that glass utensils may not even be kashered. So you have one extreme by saying it doesn't even need to be kashered. On the other hand, the Ramah says it cannot even be kashered. Question is, why is that true? So the Vilna Gaon explains that the Ramah follows, and the Mishbura also holds like this, that the Ramah follows those Rishonim who rule that essentially glass is like cheres. Just like cheres, an earthenware vessel, pottery, an earthenware vessel, if it absorbed non-kosher food, there's no way to kosher it. So too, glass, there's no way to kosher it. That's how the Mishnah Berurah, the Vilna Gaon, and the Aruch HaShulchan as well, understand the Ramah. However, other Achronim explain that no, really, the Ramah holds that glass is like metal. And in principle, just like if you trafe up metal, you're allowed to kosher it. So too, you would be allowed to kosher glass as well. However, since glass is delicate, we possibly may not kosher it properly. For example, we may not heat the water sufficiently. We may not cover the entire utensil with boiling water. And therefore, according to this theory, the Ramah rules that you cannot kosher glass lest you believe that you kashered it properly when in fact you did not. So there potentially is more room to be lenient with this version of the Ramah than the other version of the Ramah. Have a wonderful day.